Strange Adventure.
The two gendarmes crouched in their hiding place on the mountainside, their rifles ready as they scanned the cave mouth that faced them across the narrow canyon. Inside the cave, Pierre Magnon, the most notorious outlaw in Corsica, was making his last stand for freedom. Captain Massoni spoke softly to the other policeman.
Arrigi, I'm going in after Magnon. Keep me covered until I reach the cave.
Arrigi looked across the rugged canyon and shook his head.
It is suicide, mon capitaine. I know you want to see Magnon dead, but there is no use to take this risk.
Gendarme Arrigi knew well the reason for his companion's eagerness. This was Corsica, the land of vendetta, of feuds that went on for generations simply for the sake of family honor. One of Massoni's brothers had been killed by Pierre Magnon, and the officer, aside from his duty of apprehending a murderer, felt honor-bound to avenge his kin. Massoni rose and began to climb down the wall of the canyon. He had hardly started when a shot came from the cave, and the gendarme fell back, a bullet grazing his right shoulder. He climbed back to the side of his friend.
Arrigi, he can't hold out long without food and water. Get back into town and get reinforcements. We'll wait him out.
The next day, a large party of gendarmes and the local magistrates took up a silent vigil across from the cave. Captain Massoni, taking the risk of being sniped at, cautiously approached the entrance of the hideout and shouted,
"Lay down your arms and surrender, Magnon. The magistrates promise you a fair trial. We'll not shoot if you make no trouble."
No voice came from the darkness of the cave.
"Very well. My men have enough dynamite here to seal the mouth of this cave. How would you like that?"
There was a minute of silence. Then the bandit called out,
"I surrender. I'm coming out without my gun."
A moment later, Magnon appeared, his head held high and his arms folded over his breast as he advanced toward his captors. Little did the bandit and his captors suspect what would happen next. A shot rang out and Magnon crumpled and fell over dead. One of the policemen dragged a ragged youth from the crowd of villagers and shoved him before Captain Massoni. The gendarme officer looked at him with surprise and anger.
"What is the meaning of this? I had promised Magnon a trial."
The youth looked with scorn at the assembled officials.
"Before you handcuff me and condemn me for the murder of this man, will you please remove his coat?"
One of the police pulled off the dead man's jacket. From the right sleeve fell a long, slender dagger. The youth smiled sardonically.
"Oui, mon capitaine, you promised Magnon a fair trial, but I didn't. He murdered my uncle, and I swore revenge. With that knife, he was going to kill you. By taking my revenge, I have saved your life."
The group of magistrates nodded their heads sagely. A moment later, the young man was free, his honor avenged by the age-old custom of vendetta. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to tune in again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.